Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Rose. Meet Conan and David.
Hi!
Hi there, Rose.
Hi.
How are you?
I am amazing. I get to meet Conan O'Brien today. How much more cool is this?
Well, if you ask people in my household,
they don't count.
You'd get a very different answer. But it's so nice to get your enthusiasm.
Yes.
I'll say that. Where are you, Rose? Where are you talking to me from?
I actually live in the Smoky Mountains out in East Tennessee.
Oh, that's Dolly Parton country,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
She's from the old Smoky Mountains. Do you live anywhere near Dollywood?
Yeah, not too far. I'm on the other side of Knoxville, but I'm probably about an hour and a half from Dollywood.
The only thing I know about Knoxville is that you guys had like a world fair in 1981 or 82.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge deal, right?
Yes, we still have the World's Fair Park over there.
Is it all kind of crumbling now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do old men hang around there and go, I tell you, it was quite the World's Fair. You should have seen it. It was 82.
We used to actually play roller derby games there at the World's Fair Convention Center.
Wait a minute. Roller derby? Yes. Are you into roller derby?
Yeah, I played for 10 years.
You played? So you were one of those roller derby women?
Yep. I actually played on an all-men's team, too, for 10 years. I was the only woman.
Wow.
Or for two
Wait,
years.
How could it have
for
been
two
all
years.
Men?
It was all men with the exception of Rose.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Matt, if you're just going to get tripped up by the smallest things.
I'm also just distracted by the fact that you have a signed photo of Chewbacca back there, a framed signed photo.
Yeah, behind you. I'm going to say two things. You have a signed photo of Chewbacca behind you and one of the most active cats I've ever seen on a Zoom.
Yes.
Your cat is, let me describe this for our listeners. Your cat is in the background and constantly moving. Now it's cleaning its paw, but a minute ago, and now it's washing its face with its paw, but a minute ago it was moving back and forth, and I think it was sawing something and hammering something. It was like Wile E. Coyote when he's building a trap for the Roadrunner.
I mean, I gotta get stuff done somehow in this house, though.
Yeah. So that Chewbacca photo is like you guys are lovers and he's away on a mission and left you like a bedside table.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very romantic photo of Chewbacca. I'll be seeing you soon, Mike.
If you get it real close, you see the kiss mark, you know, on the corner there.
Listen, I'm going to do my best, despite Matt Gourley's insistence on getting us off track.
Sorry.
You mentioned that you were on a roller derby team, and this fascinates me because I have never in my life spoken to anyone who's
really?
A, watched roller derby or been in roller derby. And I've seen, obviously, the clips of people just wiping each other out. Mm-hmm. You're on roller skates. You're in this big rink. It looks incredibly intense. How many years did you do that for?
I did it for 10 years. I did it 2010 was when I joined and started out in Salem, Oregon for Cherry City Roller Derby and played there for some years and then played on the Portland men's roller derby team out in Oregon for a couple years. And then now I'm part of the Hard Knocks Roller Girls in Knoxville.
Okay. Well, first of all, I know that it's an extremely physical sport. I mean,
yes.
The goal is kind of to take other people out, right?
Yes. It's like football on roller skates, but you don't have all the padding like the football players do.
Right. It's like football looks like the wimpiest sport in the world compared to roller derby. Now, did you have a signature move when you were doing – did you have a character? Is it like wrestling where you had like a persona?
Yes, I actually came up with Armored Rose was my derby name. And it just more encompasses like a superhero for me because it was my, you know, alter ego to be somebody different on the track than a mom of three boys. And, you know, so I wanted something cool. And my favorite move was skating backwards while the opponent's coming towards me. And I'd wait at the right moment and I would dip down and then lift up in their chest and they would just go flying. And it was my favorite.
I'm just looking you up right now. You killed seven people.
I did.
Yeah. Did you ever have little kids while you were doing this? And did you ever roller derby while one of your infants was in a baby Bjorn strapped to your chest?
When I did start, my middle son was 1 year old, so he'd actually be in a little baby car seat on the side of the track. I would be skating and practicing.
That's hilarious. Wow. You stay here, Egbert. Mama's going to get in. Mama's going to become her alter ego, Armored Rose, and kill some people.
Yes, exactly.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, now your cat behind you is really cleaning its private areas.
It's cleaning its Egberts.
Yeah, exactly. This has become, it's an OnlyFans site.
Oh, no. I usually have to pay for this.
I know. We are going to have to pay. This is some good cat porn we're watching right now.
And this is actually my son's room, so.
Well, that would make, it's starting to make sense.
Yes.
Your son is having a romantic affair.
With Chewbacca.
With Chewbacca. So, okay, you did this. This is an incredibly physical, even violent sport. Did you ever get hurt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Within the first year and a half, I broke both ankles. And then a few years later, I blew out my ACL and my left leg and had to get that reconstructed. And then about a year and a half ago, I blew out my right ACL and had to get that one. Because I've had three knee surgeries.
Do your doctors ever suggest maybe no more roller derby?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you're not listening to them.
No. Why would I?
Yeah. Right. It's like when my doctors tell me maybe lay off the comedy. It has nothing to do with my health. They're just not fans. I'm like, what does that have to do with my liver? And they're like, I just don't like it. You seem needy.
You'd be helping my health.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Wow, this is so impressive, Rose, that you do this, that you're, you know, this roller derby maniac. I have a quick question. Does anyone ever think, this is something I would do probably, at a certain point if you've had a lot of injuries, has anyone ever had their feet amputated and wheels just put right onto their the bottom bones?
I mean, it's, so that it's they're been just talked wheeling about, so.
Has it been?
Has it?
It's always
Please, I would do that. I would have, you know what I would do? I would take the casters off of an office chair and I would have them at my feet removed and then casters put surgically.
You should put them on each toe and then you can just like a caterpillar.
Oh, there you go.
See?
All right. Well, okay. I'll split this idea with you when the royalties pour in.
There you go.
I can't see exactly, but I'm seeing that you're wearing straps. Yes, you're wearing straps like a tank top.
Yes.
So I can see that you have a Hard Knocks
shirt on.
KNOX t-shirt, but you also have incredible tattoo art.
Yeah, I got
on your
all
chest.
Kinds of art everywhere.
Roses and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff going on. It's really beautiful.
Thank you. I spent good money on it, so it better last.
You know what I do? I always look for the cheapest tattoos I can get. You know, for me, it's all about cost effective.
There you go.
I have to say, that is one area where I would not, you know, I'm not looking for a bargain with sushi or tattoos. Do you know what I mean?
You don't eat gas station sushi?
Yeah, or eye surgery. Hey, what do you charge?
I've got the lowest rate.
Okay, great.
I'll take it.
Okay, so I've learned a lot about you. And how do you earn a living? You can't earn a living probably doing roller derby, I'm guessing.
It's very unheard of. Unfortunately, it's a sport that you pay to play. So It's just recreational. I'm actually an exterminator for a small family-owned business in Knoxville named Pest Ops. And so I kill bugs and rodents and all kinds of stuff all day. And I'm the only woman in the company as well. So.
Again, you sort of seem to thrive in environments where you're the only woman. And I love it. I'm curious, do you wear roller skates and attack the bugs?
You know, I wish I could use any of the same? That
do you tackle them?
Just squash them as you roll them by.
Exactly. Yeah,
that'd be great if that was your system for killing rodents.
We have a line of ants going from the sink to the front porch. Can you?
And just roll straight down.
Yeah, someone's like, what's going on down there? Oh, the exterminator's down there. They just hear crash. Smash. Kerplash. Wow, an exterminator. I have to say, I admire. I mean, first of all, exterminators are much in need. I don't know that I could do that job. You know,
I don't think you could either. I mean, I love you, but I really don't think you could cut it.
Wait a minute. Okay, well now I'm pissed, Rose. What do you mean I couldn't cut it? How couldn't I cut it?
Well, I just have.
Why do you say that about me? Let's say I hadn't said that.
Conan, there's
vision.
A spider coming down.
Yeah.
Right
no!
He's out.
I have a vision of you running and screaming with your little backpack sprayer, you know, up and down the lawn.
Your little backpack sprayer.
Well, okay.
It's a little Dora the Explorer.
I love this.
Maybe we can get you a pink one.
So I'm a cowardly Dora the Explorer. Well, I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, I'm mad at you for calling me out on it.
You'll get over it.
But yeah, I think I will. Wow. Rose, I love that you have tough love. Yeah. Anyone who's you've had your legs replaced 35 times.
Yes, exactly.
So you're in no mood to coddle a random idiot that you're talking to. That's true. I think I would be creeped out by it. I think I would be. Now, you know, what's interesting to me is that I'm not a fan of a bug in my regular civilian life, but for many years on television, I had to hold reptiles and rodents and bugs during segments like that, those sort of animal segments. And if it was in front of an audience, I didn't have any fear. I don't know why, but if I thought it could be funny, I'd put a bug in my mouth. I'd wrap a snake around my neck. I did stuff that was probably, looking back on it, really stupid, but I have none of that bravery when there's no audience.
See,
I don't know what that's all about.
And I think that's what drives me working with men, especially, is feeling like I need to prove myself in some form. Like when I had first applied for the job, my husband just cackled and was like, "You can't do that." And I was like, "Bitch, watch, hold my beer. I'm gonna do this."
Good for you.
It's so
I have to say, Rose, I do not think you need to prove yourself to anybody.
You've done it.
You have never, ever in your life. I mean, you're a very impressive, you're a warrior. Oh, you are a warrior, Rose. I respect you, and I'll be honest, I also fear you.
Good.
If I was a rat in the basement and you came down there, I would be terrified.
Do you do rats and mice or just bugs?
Yeah. Oh. We do rodents. Nothing bigger than a rat, you know, anything bigger than that. You have to call wildlife to come take care of that.
Have you ever fought it out with a rat in person, or is it always just, you know, leaving some poison cheese behind?
Poison cheese.
Well, I'm sorry. That's how just assume that's how it's done. Here, rat, have some cheese.
So I feel like you would get hungry at some point and think, I'll be fine. I'll take a little nibble.
Yeah.
That's how he goes
would.
Out.
I probably would. I'd say, I don't think I would die. I would just bleed out of every orifice for a while. And then
exactly.
I call that a Thursday. Did you ever encounter one, like you're looking at it and it's looking at you and it's go time? Or is it always leave the glue trap or whatever and take off?
It's mostly just leaving bait around. I've seen ones that have gotten into my bait and kind of just staring at me. They, you know, are pretty lethargic and they'll look at you and all you could say is, sorry, buddy, and just keep walking.
Right.
But nothing physical yet.
Right. I think I'd carry a handgun if I was an exterminator and have it on. Yeah,
I mean, that's quick and painless, right?
I mean, for myself.
Oh, okay.
Which just takes, yes. The minute I saw something that bothered me, I'd shoot myself. A water bug, kaplang.
First day on the job.
Yeah, how can I help you, Rose? You must have a question for me. I'm a very wise man.
Are you?
Oh, for God's sake. Sorry. Rose.
Sorry. I'm raising a bunch of boys. I got to be witty and keep them on their toes, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So, okay. So my question is, I'm a true crime buff like yourself, and I know that you're super into history, and you've said in the past, you know, if you were to die, you'd love to have a big murder mystery, you know, who killed Conan. My question is if...
Let me just be clear really quickly, Rose. I'm not asking people listening right now to kill me.
No.
If anyone's confused, I don't want that to happen. I very much love life, and I want to be around and see my kids grow up and one day have grandchildren. So all I'd like to be here. All I have said is that if my time were to come, rather than just going in some sort of run-of-the-mill way, I would think like, oh yeah, to be the subject of just a classic murder case. Yes. Wouldn't that be something? You know? And everyone's speculating about what happened to me, but then I show up later on and I'm still alive. And it turns out I'm the murderer. Okay. Anyway, what you got? What's your question?
So my question is, if a historical figure could come back from the dead to murder you, who would it be, and how would such crime happen?
Oh, I love it. Well, okay, I would love it if Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, who's one of my favorite historical figures, our 16th president, if he came back to life, and if he, for some reason, was irritated with me, maybe he heard the podcast and really just couldn't take it anymore, just hated the sound of my voice. But if Lincoln were to come in and shoot me while I was watching a movie in a multiplex— I would love to be shot from behind by Lincoln. I would like Lincoln to do to me what Booth did to Lincoln, but I'm watching one of the Marvel movies because my kids made me go, and I don't understand what the fuck is going on because there's 35 rings and 45 stones that must be reunited.
And your dreadful portal that opens up.
And the portal opens. And then some Glorgars and Glingars come out.
That portal's how Lincoln gets there in the first place.
Yes, yeah. Lincoln comes out of the portal, and I'm watching it and I'm totally zoning out at this Marvel movie, which is way too complicated. And the writers couldn't come up with a real plot, so they just put 9 portals in there. And Lincoln sneaks up behind me and gets a seat behind me. And he's eating Raisinets and popcorn. And then he finally just he lets me have it. I think getting shot from... Getting shot while watching a Marvel movie by Lincoln. It's a circle that's completed, don't you think?
That's pretty good, yeah. I think that's good.
What if you're watching a documentary of Abraham Lincoln while he shoots you?
Oh, but then Lincoln was going to shoot me, but then he got too... He's so into himself, he'd get too wrapped up in his documentary. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, well, that's a good angle. I like that photo. And then he'd forget to do it. And then I'd notice that Lincoln was behind me. And I'd noticed that he had a gun. And
you
then
would
he and I
because
would,
he the documentary would continue on and it would get to the point where he's behind you in the theater.
Oh,
and you would see that on
like
the screen.
Inception.
Oh, yes. I'm watching the documentary. He's watching the documentary. And then the documentary catches up to the current moment where he's got a Derringer and has come into the multiplex to shoot me.
And it ends with Ken Burns just saying, Conan, duck.
Conan, duck. And just then I duck. And then Ken Burns drops out of the ceiling and he's like a ninja. He starts fighting Lincoln. Boy, this is stupid.
It sure is.
But it's that's your amazing answer, Rose. There you go.
It's amazing.
There you have it. You know what, Rose? One more thing. I know our viewers can't see this, but that cat has been pulling focus behind you the whole time.
I know.
I mean, I've never seen a more active look.
And it's like he knows.
He's always on the go. He's always cleaning himself or batting at something or moving around.
I hate to break your heart, but it's a girl.
She needs to be on Adderall, I think. She needs to be medicated, that cat, because that cat is way too hyper.
It's the lava lamp.
Well, Rose, it was a delight talking to you. It really was.
You made a dream come true, Conan. I've loved you.
No, you're seriously, you're very seriously cool, and so much cooler than I could ever imagine being. And so I'm glad to know that you're out there kicking ass, taking names, killing bugs, gliding through the roller derby of life. And it's very, it's a pleasure. Pleasure to meet you.
Yes, you too, Conan.
All right, you take care,
Bye,
Rose.
Bye, Matt. Bye, David.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later. See you later, hyperactive cat. Right.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Obsession, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.